better alone. Usually you make it for a while and then you kind of die. And then you realize you need a buddy. Buddy, you do. You need a buddy. Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 12. Here's the buddy system. Put it up there. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. Have you ever fallen down and have not been able to get up? I fell down my stairs. I could not get up. If I did not have a buddy in the house that day, I would have been the poor woman on the commercial laying there going, I've fallen and I can't get up. But fortunately, there was a buddy in my house that could help me up that day. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? We've been cold for 10 days.
And lonely.
And tired. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Here's what it means to be undergirded. To undergird is to strengthen, to secure, as by passing a rope or a chain under and around. You want to pursue something, you need some undergirding. You need to get some people that you trust, people that are for you, really, and not against you. Not just say they're for you, but I mean you know they're for you. People that have the same kind of faith that you do. Men, you need to wrap them around you. Say, man, stick with me. When I want to run away, chase me down. Tighten me in here to give fundamental support, to provide with a sound or a secure basis. Help me to stick together in this pursuit. We all need. Even Jesus, the Savior of the world, took 12. He didn't even go it alone. So don't try and do that. What was the last E? Endure. The last E was endure. Psalm 44:18. Our heart is not turned back, nor have our steps departed from your way. To endure means to hold out against, to sustain without impairment or yielding, to bear without resistance or to bear with patience, to continue to exist, to last. How are you enduring in your pursuit? To pursue something is radically different than to conquer something. That's why it's so hard. Conquering is kind of like an event. There's an end to it. A pursuit is a process. It is a journey. It is what we talked about in Psalm 84 when we talked about to set your heart on the pilgrimage. What am I setting my heart on? I'm setting my heart on the journey. I want to continue to pursue that thing that God has called me to pursue. So we're halfway through the year. How are you doing? As you're reminded of right now as I'm talking, those things. Back at the first of the year, you said, I'm going to pursue that. How are you doing? Did you even remember what it was until I brought it up today? Are you still purposed in that one thing, or maybe have you gotten distracted with other things? Maybe you've gotten frustrated. Maybe you just quit and said, forget it. Like that New Year's resolution, you made it a month or two and it got hard and you just quit and said, I'm going to pursue something new. And God never gave you permission to. God said, I'll let you pursue a new thing when we finish pursuing this thing. And you just got tired. And you just said, too many things went wrong. It's too hard. I quit. To endure in our pursuit, to continue to last, we have to remember this one thing. We are in an army, and we are not in a parade. And we have to remember that. And there's a radical difference, and I want to talk a little bit today before we let you guys go eat and fellowship, about the really big difference between being drafted into the Lord's army and just enlisted into a parade. Because there's a huge difference. Who in this room has ever been in a parade besides me? Been in a parade? Yeah. Ride your little bicycles in the parade and you dress it all cute, or you do a float, or I don't know what kind of parade you were in. Many of us did a parade with Ron Bland and we did it right, and you have your parade thing going on right. Parades you enlist into, you voluntarily sign up. The Lord's army, we've been drafted into. When you chose him and you chose his blood and you accepted his sacrifice, you were not only grafted into his kingdom, you were drafted into his army. No choice. You don't decide. You don't take the blood. You don't take the sacrifice. You don't take the kingdom and go, I'm going to opt out of the army. You're grafted in and you're drafted in. And you got to get your mind right about this. Grafted and drafted. Grafted and drafted. There is no enlist. See, we think enlist. This is not enlist. This is you're drafted in. You're in the army. And there is a huge, huge, huge difference between enlisting into a parade and being drafted into the Lord's army. You know, when Joshua was getting ready to take them in, he was going to go in and fight for what was his. He was going to go pursue what God told him was his. The Lord said to him this, let me tell you what. All the discouraged, all the faint-hearted, all the disgruntled, all the grumblers, all the fault finders, leave them behind. Why? Because he knew what they would do to the pursuit. And before I go any further, I'm just going to say I want to thank you for your attention today and your grace and all that Paul said and the love and the compassion that you've shown Jerry and I. But we're in a battle. And I'm going to tell you, we're at war. And the enemy is relentless. And he's trying to take everything. Everything. He's pursuing everything. The calling, the destiny, the family, the everything. He's not stopping. And we're at war.
Right.
And if you're not for us, and with all the love in my heart, please leave.
Right.
Because we need an army around us that's for us. And I've said this from the beginning of this. You... a fault finder and you don't understand and you're scared and you think we're out to lunch, that's okay. I personally will help you find a good church. But please, just like he said to Joshua, if you're going to go and conquer something for the Lord, it's not going to be a parade. It's going to be war. And you leave the discouraged and the fearful and the fault finders and the grumblers and all of that behind, and you band yourself around you an army and you go take what's yours. And that's what we're doing. So here's some of the differences. And I want you to really get real with yourself today. I kind of tend to be kind of a soft-hearted person. But today, I'm hoping I really kick a few heinies and step on a few toes and maybe shake your thinking a little bit. But I really want you to check yourself. How do I think? Do I have parade thinking? Or do I have soldier thinking? A parade, here's one of the things about a parade. Parade has a beginning and an end. It's an event. I know when it starts. I know how long it's going to last. And you know what's going to end. An army lives for a cause. No beginning, no end. It is a cause. Army and parade mentalities, radically different. And that's the largest reason why. Because an army's living for a cause. In a parade, it's just an event. A parade mentality is this. Fun. Excitement, fellowship, and show. I've been in a parade. I know. This is going to be so fun. This is going to be so great. I'm going to get to be involved in something. I want you to think about it if you've ever thought about the kingdom like this. I get to be involved in something. This is really fun. I get to dress up in cool outfits. I can kind of decide what I want to do. I can gather around myself the people I want to get involved with. When we did a float, well, I want to have this and this and this, and what do you, oh, let's do a train, or let's do this, or let's do that. I get to choose what I want to do. And I get to be with the people I want to be with. And I get to put something together really cool, and we're all going to get together, and we're all going to have all sorts of fun. And if it gets really hard and it gets really stressful, then it's not that big of a deal because it's going to end soon, and then we can move on to something else. That's parade thinking. It's going to be kind of cool. You know what else is cool about a parade? It's the show. So I get to draw all sorts of attention from people. And as I put my little thing together and I walk down there, people are going to be watching me. And they're going to stand in awe of all the things that I have done. And I'm going to attain the praise and the adoration of people and how many people entered the kingdom of God like this. Set out to do things with parade mentality. I want people watching me and to see how much I'm doing for the kingdom. Can I tell you, army living and army mentality is absolutely nothing like that.
Amen.
Absolutely nothing like that. Let me tell you, the very first thing that happens when you enter the army is everybody's equalized. Parades, shows, and positions, and look at my float, and don't they get the big float award at the end? I know they all do, because I watch the Macy's Day Parade every year, and they have the big award. They talk about it. The very first thing that happens in an army is everybody's equalized. John 15, 20, 21. Remember these words I have spoken to you, no servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours also. They will treat you this way because of my name, for they do not know the one who sent me. Army mentality is, it's not about position and it's not about show, it is about a cause, and that's it. It's about the cause. When you get into an army, everybody gets the same haircut, don't they? Isn't that one of the first things they do? Is they sit them all down and they equalize them. Let me just tell you, you're not cooler than you because you got better hair than you. Let me buzz you all. You're all exactly the same. Every one of you. It's not about position. It's not about gifts. It's not about talents. You're all equal in my sight. You're all equipped in the same way. Everybody gets the same haircut. Everybody gets the same uniform. And then what do? They begin the transformation process to get everybody with a right attitude. And isn't that what God does with us? He gets us in his army and he goes, all right, first of all, let's shave all your pride off. All your hairdos and all you thinking that you're better than this and that and you got more than this and that and you're climbing to the top and all of that. How many times have we said for years, people that are coming in here looking in this place for a position get sideways with Jerry and I that fast. Well, do you know I've been here that long and that's all I'm doing? Well, sorry. This is what we're all doing. We clean toilets, we cook, we move totes, we're all equalized. We're all living for a cause. We're not looking for positions, and we're not looking for show. We're looking to do what God has called us to do, and we're after the cause of Christ. Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed with the renewing of your mind. When you go into an army, that's what they do. They try to get your attitude right, because everybody comes in there, and they all got their own attitudes. And they got their own agendas, and they got their own understanding of authority, and their own ways that, well, I think according to the rules, it should be like thus and such. And what do? They try to break them. Why? Because you need to get your mind right. Because we all need to be on the same page for this cause. Not all of the different ideas and agendas all fighting against one another. When people enlist in a military, and I know you've heard them, and I know I've heard them, many of them enlist with parade thinking. Just like many people enlist and get into the Lord's army with parade thinking, many people get into the army with parade thinking, or the military, whatever you want to call it. Here's some of the things you hear, and these are all parade thinking. This is going to be fun. All my friends are doing it. I can get out of the house. I don't want to live at home anymore. I'll go enlist. I get to travel. See the world. This would be great. Join the army. See the world. This is going to give me a good education. I can get some good experience here. This is going to be all right. You know what? I could get some money. This is a good way to get some money. Need a good job? This is a great way to get some money. I get to play with guns and weapons.
Amen.
That's kind of fun. This is going to give me some control and some authority. Some structure. I need that, you know. My life is so out of control. I need this. And I'm going to tell you what, those people that entered into any form of the military service with parade thinking, it didn't take long for them to realize, oh my gosh, I am not in a parade. Those people in World War I and World War II and in Vietnam and in Iraq, all of a sudden, here's their thoughts. Is this ever going to end? I thought I'd be out of here by now. This isn't going anything like I thought. this isn't going anything like I planned. I signed up for the education, and I'm hanging out of a helicopter getting shot at. I signed up, and I was just going to go have to do that little training thing, you know, once a week, and now I'm here every stinking day, and somebody's screaming at me every day, telling me I'm a worthless piece of garbage and I need to get tough and fight. This is not going like I planned. I was only going to be here 4 years, and I'm still here, and I don't think I'm ever going to get out, and I'm cold, and I'm hungry, and I thought the benefits were going to be better than this, and I thought I was going to have more armor. How many of you thought that in the Lord's army? I'm cold. I'm tired. Where's God? I thought I was going to be better equipped for this. Parade thinking, parade thinking, parade thinking. Come on. I spent days and months being shot at. And it just keeps coming. Talk to a Vietnam vet. I never knew so many bullets could exist. Every day I get up to get shot at one more day. You ever felt like that in the Lord's army? When are they going to stop shooting at me? See, parade thinking is, well, we're just going to run up that little hill right there, and we're so great, and we have all of these great weapons, and we're just going to go, and you run on up there, and half the people die on the way, and then you get up there, and you shoot a bunch of people, and you come down the other side, and there's 500 more shooting at you, and you're like, what? Yeah, because we're not in a parade. And things don't go as you planned. And just like you got a plan, there's an enemy on the other side, and he's got a plan for you. And it's to kill you and to interrupt your plan. People who are in the army, they'll say things like, I intended on taking my whole life and never killing a single person. I've killed so many people. And every day I have to get up and face more people that want to kill me. I've had to learn how to kill. I've had to learn how to fight. Some of them have said, I've been captured by my enemy. POWs. They never thought they'd get captured. They never thought they'd get tortured. And they'd sit in those little cells. And they'd mark like this. Just so they could keep track of the day. Just so they didn't go crazy. Thinking, does anybody even know I'm here? Is anybody ever going to rescue me? Am I going to die here? See, that's army thinking. You've been drafted into an army. You ever been captured? You ever wondered if you'd ever get out? You ever counting the days? Oh, does anybody even know I'm here? And every time you hear a noise, you're like, oh my gosh, has he come to torture me today? Or is it my rescuer today? Is it my day of salvation? Or is it my day to get beaten again? We've been drafted into an army, and you are never going to make it out alive with parade thinking. Never. If you don't get a perspective change, I mean a big one, and wake up to the fact that you have been drafted into an army, into a cause by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb, you will go AWOL. Parade thinking will take you AWOL. You will quit. You'll go, this sucks. And all I want to do is find the quickest, fastest way out of this thing. Because this is not at all what I signed up for. Parade thinkers, they'll eventually go AWOL. Soldiers will think about going AWOL. Every one of them has. Every one of them sat in that place and time and said, do I really want to do this anymore? Maybe I really don't want to be here anymore. This is really hard. But the cause will always compel the soldier past that temptation. And they'll get up one more day and they'll carry on. That's soldier thinking. I can't abandon the cause. And so I don't know how, but I'm going to get up one more day and I'm going to carry on. In the strength of my commander in chief,
the Lord Jesus Christ as I continue to fight for this worthy cause. Parade thinkers live for the event. Soldiers live for the cause. What are you living for? Parade thinkers are always looking to be paid. You know how they get paid? Reward for the show. Was it worth it? And I put a lot of time into that float, put a lot of effort into that thing. I spent years trying to even get in that parade. And then I finally get in the parade and I don't win? See, parade thinkers are looking to pay. Is there enough reward in it for me to continue to pay the cost? Soldiers are looking to serve because they believe in the cause and that's it. I'm not looking to get paid for the cause. I'm not looking to get rewarded for the cause. I believe in the cause and I'm here to serve the cause. And this was the heart of your Savior, Jesus Christ. Mark 10:45, for the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. He was not here for the reward. He was here for the cause. He was not here to get paid. He was here to pay a price and to serve for you and me. Parade thinkers will always ask questions like this, and they'll think things like this. When is it ever going to land? How long is it going to last? A soldier will say, one more day to down. Tomorrow will begin again. I made it through today. Not really sure how, but I did. I can't think about too far ahead or how long it's going to go on because I know I'll get upside down in that. So I'm just going to say, thank you, Lord, I made it through today. And tomorrow I'm going to get up, God, and I'm going to begin again. And I'm going to carry on for the cause. Parade thinkers, parade mentality, I can always make things better. I can make things perfect. Parade thinkers, parade mentality, they like to live by rules and regulations. They like to force others to live by rules and regulations because it's the way that they seek after control and perfection. I can just make this better. I can just figure out a way. And if I just live by the rules and the regulations and I force you to live by the rules and the regulations, then I feel some measure of control and I can make some sense out of this and I can assure myself that everything is going to turn out the way I think it should work out and I can assure myself that I did this for the right reasons. That's parade thinking. Soldiers realize very, very, very quickly that the only thing perfect in war is the cause they're serving. And that's it. On any given day, everything can go radically wrong when you're at war. Everything. Rules and regulations may not apply if I want to live and not die in this situation. Mistakes are made, good and bad decisions happen, and a soldier says, I can recover. We're going to carry on. Okay, so maybe that wasn't a good decision, but that's all right. There's a cause to serve, and we're going to get up from that bad decision, and we're going to carry on. Soldiers know that they're not perfect, and they know that the people next to them are not perfect, and they know that the cause that we are serving is. That's what a soldier knows. I said this to somebody recently. Life is not about what you deserve. It's about what you get and what you choose to do with it. Some of you have received things and you think, I don't deserve that. And you push them away. And God gave them to you as provision. And you push them away because you don't think you're worthy. Some of you have received things and you're like, I didn't deserve that. I'll throw in with you on both sides. That's not the point. The point is about what you deserve. It's about what you get and what you choose to do with what you've been given. To glorify God and to pursue the cause, the worthy cause, the perfect cause that's been laid before you. Abraham was a soldier. Abraham was a soldier. Scripture says that he was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. Every day he got up looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. Every day he got up. And it wasn't him.
he's got a wife, and she's asking, like, are we there yet? And he's got kids, and got all this stuff. And you know what? The Bible says that he died as a father of faith, never having received in this life what had been promised. Now he received it in the next life. But he didn't live this life. But you know, it didn't matter, because he was a soldier. But then you have, on the contrary, Judas, who was a parade thinker. Why did he go AWOL? Because something more profitable came along. That's all it was. David was a soldier. He was an imperfect man. He was a man after God's own heart who lived for a very perfect cause. And when he fell, kept living for the cause. Jonah was a parade thinker. Read the story of Jonah. Jonah was incredibly reward driven. He looked at the event. He decided if it was worth his investment or not. And then he either opted in or he opted out. And then when he felt constrained in, then he was just whiny about it the whole time. He did it, but he was just, yeah. Why? Because he was a parade thinker. Paul was a soldier. The only thing Paul cared about was the cause. Philippians 3:8. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence, the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. Count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. The root word for soldier is sold. S-O-L-D. You have been sold into a greater cause than your life. You've been sold by the blood of the Lamb to the cause of Jesus Christ. Now will you live up to it? Will you carry on with it when it's imperfect and when you're imperfect and when everything goes radically wrong? And when people shoot at you every day and you don't think you can take one more hit? And when you've been captured by your enemy and you're in a prison and you don't think anybody cares or notices you? Will you carry on? Will you act like a soldier? Or will you let parade thinking kill you? Do you have those graphics back there? Pop me up one real quick. Are you in a parade? It's your cute little clothes. You're all cleaned up. Took your bath and everybody's looking at you. Let's look at all those people. Ooh, look at you. You're in a parade. Woohoo. That's us. You're going to get dirty. You're going to get bloody. It's not going to be perfect. You get drafted in. You're going to get stuck with people. So you get to choose. When you get into the Lord's army, you get people beside you, whether you want them there or not. And you better learn how to get along. Because God puts you together, and he puts you together for one. And then he tells you what to do, so you need to get to pick your own agenda. When you're drafted into the Lord's army, he picks your agenda and he picks people around you and he says, now figure it out. Equalize and figure it out. Because the cause is greater than every one of you here. You don't like black people? I don't care. Learn to like them. You don't like red kids? I don't care. Learn to like them. You don't like short people? I don't care. Equalize yourself. And get your eyes on a greater thing, which is the cause of Christ. So I'm going to ask you today, where do you fall? Have you lost your pursuit? Are you still pursuing what you started? Do you need to get back on track? Maybe you need to get a perspective change. Maybe you need to lay down some parade thinking. You need to toughen up a little bit and say, whether I want to be or not, I've been drafted. You can fight all day long and say, I don't want to be here. But I'm going to tell you, you're here. If you're going to accept the grafting, then you better accept the drafting. Because it's a one-time thing. And the only way you're getting out is to jump the wall. And let me tell you what, if you jump the wall in the Lord, do you know what's on the other side of the wall? The pit of hell will swallow you up. You stay on this side of the wall, then even if you're in this little captivity place or you're getting shot at or whatever's going on, at the end of the day, you're going to glory. But you go AWOL and you say any more than you go on the other side, you're jumping right into the pit of hell. And I'm going to tell you, that's far worse than anything you've got going on in the Lord's army. So you hang tough. Remember, you're a soldier, not a parade prancer. Amen? Father God, help us. Help us to keep our perspective right. Help us to lay down parade thinking, parade ideas, parade mentality, the need for control, for positioning, for answers, for things to be right and work themselves out right, and to have the right measurement of cost and reward. And Father, help us to be soldiers. This is not a parade. There is no higher cause. There is no more worthy cause. And whether we want to be or not, we're drafted in. So give us a right heart and give us a right mind, and let us not be pathetic, pitiful, prancing parade dancers. Let us be tough, covered in the blood, and able to carry on, even when everything in the war goes exactly as we didn't plan. We will keep our eyes on the cause, and one day at a time we will carry on for you and you alone. In your strength, in your power, by the authority of your name. Amen. Stand up on your feet.